Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Embattled tech companies charge deeper into healthcare, by Clint Finley. Big tech has a lot of problems: fake news, sexual harassment, Russian interference, privacy concerns, and growing fears that too much screen time rots your brain. But even as they struggle to solve these day-to-day problems, the industry's biggest players are putting more resources into another notoriously hard problem: healthcare. Verily, a life sciences unit of Google's parent company Alphabet is reportedly seeking to break into a segment of health insurance called population health management. Apple is working to build the Apple Watch into a medical monitoring device and establish its health kit as an industry-wide standard for health data storage. In January, Amazon announced a partnership with J.P. Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway to lower healthcare costs for the company's employees. Amazon is also rumored to be in talks to sell generic drugs. On one hand, trying to solve problems that have vexed both industry and government for decades is the very definition of hubris. Why should you trust companies that can't seem to keep bots out of your news stream with sensitive medical data? But the tech companies wading into healthcare are trying to play to their strengths. Healthcare delivery is a big, ugly problem that companies in the industry have been unable to solve, says Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. It might take companies that are better at innovation and less committed to protecting existing market shares and profit structures. The key for big tech, Gordon says, will be cultivating a deep understanding of complicated healthcare issues. Dan D'Orazio, CEO of healthcare research firm Sage Growth Partners, agrees. He says he's seen many companies with great technology fail because they underestimated the complexity of healthcare industry problems. "We try to tell people that come in from outside that things don't necessarily translate well from other industries," he says. Tech companies like Apple are known for creating products that people love. It's easy to picture the industry creating a better healthcare experience for patients, and Apple is already hard at work designing new health products and finding new applications for its existing products. It's researching ways to monitor blood sugar non-invasively and is working with Stanford University to test whether the Apple Watch could screen for irregular heart rhythms. CNBC reported that the company will use new on-campus clinics for employees to test new health products. But D'Orazio points out that many companies have created useful high-tech health-related products, ranging from secure messaging tools for doctors to communicate with patients, to apps for tracking your health, to tools for booking appointments online. But these companies often fail to gain traction. The problem is that it's not enough to just make products that patients love. The products also need to be used by doctors, nurses, and administrators. For example, a company could create a great app for letting patients share their medical data with their doctors. But if a doctor can't access the data through software approved by a clinic, it won't help patients. Another problem: if doctors can't easily track or bill for their time, they may not want to use an innovative app. Digital medical record systems were supposed to make it easier for patients to take control of their medical data and to share data between different clinics and hospitals. But different systems use different data formats, making it as hard as ever to transfer records from one medical provider to another. Worse, D'Orazio says medical software companies have no incentive to make it easier to move data from system to system, because that would make it easier for a clinic to switch to a competing software supplier. Apple now enables you to use its health app to download and view your medical records from certain hospitals and clinics, including Johns Hopkins Medicine in Baltimore and Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. That's great, D'Orazio says, but getting every medical provider on board will be exceedingly difficult. The issue doomed similar projects, such as Google Health, which shuttered in 2011. Tech companies are also trying to apply their skills in crunching massive amounts of data. Verily, formerly known as Google Life Sciences, has worked with French pharmaceutical giant Sanofi on diabetes treatment research, collaborated with University of North Carolina and Harvard on post-traumatic stress disorder research, and launched an ambitious health study called Project Baseline, which plans to monitor the health of 10,000 people for 4 years to establish a baseline picture of good health. This week, CNBC reported that the company wants to work with governments, insurers, or companies to find ways to reduce healthcare costs. For example, Verily might try to spot patients who could benefit from preventive care measures that could avert more costly treatments later on. If the company finds places to slash costs, it would keep part of the savings. A Verily spokeswoman confirmed the company is looking into the market, but declined to comment on CNBC's report. One challenge for Verily and other population health management companies is that medical data is incredibly messy, D'Orazio explains. Even within electronic medical records, much of the data is unstructured. Analyzing giant piles of messy data certainly sounds like an alphabet-style problem, but it's not as simple as running Google's search algorithms on medical data. Amazon's healthcare plans are much less clear. The announcement of its partnership with Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan was sparse on details. Critics like Drew Altman, CEO of the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation, argue that the initiative might benefit only the company's employees. Separately, the idea of selling generic pharmaceuticals through Amazon or its Whole Foods stores might never come to fruition. But D'Orazio thinks Amazon may have the best shot at changing the healthcare industry by leveraging its supply chain expertise. Healthcare doesn't do supply chain, getting drugs and equipment where they need to be, as well as other industries, he says. Many of the problems that the tech industry could solve for the healthcare industry might not yet be known. Don't expect Alphabet or Apple to remake healthcare overnight, but don't be surprised if the answers to at least some of the industry's problems lie not in big pharma, but in big tech. Big tech meets healthcare. Activity trackers increasingly are being marketed as medical devices to help manage a variety of conditions. Google's sibling Verily plans to track 10,000 people for 4 years to establish a baseline picture of good health. Tech companies and others are unleashing the powers of artificial intelligence on healthcare data.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.